KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy skies and 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 83, winds east-southeast at 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and a low of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In state news, a Simpson College student is dead after a back-to-school party on campus. According to the Simpsonian, police were seen near the fraternity Sunday night. The college's president confirmed the student's death to the newspaper. It's unclear how the identified student died. Counseling is currently being made available for students of Simpson College who are in need of support. The Creston Police Department has released a report on recent arrests. This morning at around 12:50 a.m., officers arrested 37-year-old Alexander King of Creston on charges of driving while revoked, operating a vehicle without interlock device, and failure to have SR-22 insurance on file. King was being held at the Union County Jail on a $1,600 bond. There were also three arrests in Creston on Sunday. 24-year-old Alexander Dunker of Aberdeen, South Dakota, was arrested around 2:12 a.m. for public intoxication. Dunker was later released on a $300 bond. At around 9:10 p.m. Sunday, 34-year-old Anthony Atkins of Creston was arrested on a Polk County warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of attempted burglary in the third degree. He was being held with awaiting transfer to Polk County. And 39-year-old Charles Keaton of Creston was arrested around 10:30 a.m. Sunday with the assistance of the Creston Police K-9 Baxo on a charge of possession of paraphernalia. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. Two people were arrested Saturday in Creston. Just before 2 a.m., 63-year-old Barbara Blair of DeSoto was arrested for OWI first offense. She was later released from the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. A little before noon on Saturday, Creston police arrested 50-year-old Martin Grace of Corning. He was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Taylor County warrant for charges of two counts of controlled substance violation. Grace was subsequently transferred to the custody of Taylor County. And there were three arrests last Friday in Creston. 29-year-old Dalton Cormini of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on two Union County warrants for failure to appear on original charges of driving while barred and two counts possession of a controlled substance second offense, two warrants for failure to appear on the original charge of interference with official acts. Cormini was released from the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. 46-year-old Brian Rosh of Villisca was arrested a little after 10 p.m. Friday in Creston for public intoxication and interference with official acts. Rosh was released from the Union County Jail on a $600 bond. And 18-year-old Emmy Eblin of Creston was arrested at around 10:32 p.m. Friday with the assistance of the Creston Police K-9 Baxo. Eblin was taken into custody on charges of possession of a controlled substance first offense and possession of paraphernalia. She was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,300 bond. The City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee is set to meet this evening at 5:30 in the Council's chambers at City Hall. And during their session, the committee will review and act on a recommendation to the City Council with regard to a request to connect the city's sanitary sewer to a commercial property at 60365 Glacier Road. City Administrator John Lund says a new business has signed a lease for the building on the city's northwest side that will create around 10 to 12 jobs, and they're requesting a sanitary sewer hookup. Persons with property outside the city limits must receive approval from the Atlantic City Council before the hookup can be made. Lund says he will endorse the Personnel and Finance Committee recommendation to approve because it is in the best interest of taxpayers and that it would expand the tax base, creating downward pressure on property taxes. Lund says in the future, though, the city should insist on annexation of properties wanting to connect to our utilities. In this instance, however, the city has already extended utilities far beyond the limits, and there are parcels of land in between that make the annexation impractical, if not unfeasible, according to Lund. He added the city has placed itself in a situation where we cannot leverage sewer access to compel annexation, and we should consider this an instructive lesson. Lund says this is not something we should ever do again. In other business, the Personnel and Finance Committee will review and act on making a recommendation to the council with regard to East 3rd Street Place land donations and with regard to a new business incentive proposal. And members of the Audubon School Board will hold a special session and public hearing this evening on the proposed issuance of about $3.4 million in school infrastructure sales, services, and use tax revenue and refunding bonds. Superintendent Eric Traeger said approval of the bond measure is part of the process needed to finance the district's building renovation project. Following the public hearing, the board will take action on a resolution supporting the issuance of the aforementioned bonds. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. in the boardroom of the Audubon High School. The next regular board meeting will be held Monday, September 20th. As a check of the news on KJAN, I'm Rick Hansen reporting.